This is Magneto Mel, and you are listening to EAA Radio. And I'm back here today with Peggy Chabrian. And she is the, is it president or director?
President and founder.
Okay, so whatever it is you want to be. I'm just saying the power is yours. with Women in Aviation International. And you want to tell us a little bit about the organization?
Women in Aviation is an organization, actually we have for men and women, but primarily for women, to encourage more women to get into aviation, whether it's learning to fly, getting their pilot's license, or going into an aviation career field. And that could be as a pilot, a mechanic, an air traffic controller, an aeronautical engineer, whatever area of aviation might be interested in. And one of the things we try to do are to provide resources to people who either want to begin a career in aviation or move up in that career, or again, just learn to fly. So one of our biggest success stories, I guess, is our scholarship program. And this year at our convention in San Diego, we awarded close to $700,000, giving away 62 different scholarships. And tomorrow we're making an announcement, but I guess I can give the scoop here this morning on EAA Radio. We have several new scholarships that we're announcing for the 2009 scholarship program, including one from the Sporty's Foundation to help two individuals who might want to get a recreational pilot certificate. And those are two $5,000 scholarships. The Flo Irwin Memorial Scholarship, $1,000 for a woman majoring in aviation management or who wants to start her own aviation business. And it's in honor of Mrs. Irwin, who helped found Aircraft Spruce and Specialty. Another one for an individual to achieve a seaplane rating, one to get a private pilot certificate, and the last one, a $500 scholarship for someone pursuing a career, who wants to pursue a career in aerospace engineering. And all total, so far, we're at $310,000 for 2009, and we still have 7 months to go. So we think we're going to cap that $700,000 scholarship level this year.
Of course, a lot of people equate women in not the organization, women in aviation, but women who are in aviation. You always hear about the 99s.
Yes.
How is it different? How is it the same? What, you know, we've got two different promotional, promotional organizations, but organizations for women in aviation.
And I'm also a member of the 99s, have been for several years, and they started back in 1929, so they're a little older than
we are.
But the 99s, to be a member of that organization, you must be a licensed woman pilot. And there's another group called the Whirly Girls. You have to be a licensed woman helicopter pilot. And there are other groups like that. Women in Aviation is open to women in all areas of aviation, whatever your background or career interest, or just being in aviation for fun. You don't have to be a pilot. Again, you can be a mechanic.
And you don't have to be a woman.
And you don't have to be a woman. That's another. And the 99s, you have to be a woman.
To be a 99, I think you have to, if you're a man, you get to be a 49 and a half. Right, right.
Yeah. Well, when Women in Aviation was started, that was one of the things my husband said, you know, what, just if they're going to have male members, just make them members. And I agreed with that concept, too. I thought, yeah, it made sense.
What sort of things do women in aviation get together? What does the organization do throughout the year?
Yeah. Well, then the chapter is certainly one way for people in the local community to meet, usually on a monthly basis. And one of our key goals is trying to reach young girls, particularly at the elementary school level or even middle school and high school. So the chapters will oftentimes work with a local Girl Scout troop, and we've developed a Girl Scout Aviation Merit Badge. It's a whole kit. And if one of our chapters calls, or a Girl Scout troop leader calls and says, we want to work on the Aerospace Merit Badge, what do you have? We have this complete kit with all the materials that they need and all the information that they need to complete their badge. And we have chapters who will go
out. Not just for Boy Scouts anymore.
Not just for Boy Scouts. In fact, we're talking about revising it slightly and making it for both either the Boy Scout or the Girl Scout badge. There's not a lot of difference between the two.
So in addition to this badge, were there other activities? Or?
Well, and again, the chapters will go into the schools and maybe talk about aviation careers or just, you know, what it's like to learn to fly. I guess one point to make that I think is very important, women in aviation, because sometimes people will stop at our booth and say, well, what do we need this organization for women in aviation? You know, why do you need a separate group? And I think the key point here is women in aviation is not saying, you know, aviation is keeping women out of the industry and there's all this, you know, harassment. That is not the case. We believe that aviation industry has open arms. They want to see more women get involved. We have gentlemen stop by. How do you get my wife or my girlfriend or my daughter interested in learning to fly? I think people out there want to see more women, and we're trying to get the word out that it's okay.
I don't know if you had an opportunity to listen to the station earlier this morning, but we had two of our female air traffic controllers, a center controller and a tower, and we were discussing a little bit about that and some of the, I guess, I don't want to say ramifications like it's a bad thing, but you know, some of the unique experiences that come with being a woman in that domain of aviation as well. So
sure.
it's been that kind of morning, which is great. I personally love it, but you know, as we've mentioned before, most of the guys and most people, they're very accepting when you know what you're doing and
definitely
you present that forward. I think sometimes we have a tendency to be a little bit more accommodating or try to sound a little bit more accommodating. But for the most part, times are definitely have changed from when the 99 started in 29. But
look, even the last two FAA administrators have been women, Jane Garvey,
right.
Mary Blakey. We've had the chairman of the NTSB was just here, but just a couple of years ago there was a woman who was a chair of the NTSB.
Right.
So women are in all areas of aviation, in all roles.
We've got a ways to go. I mean, we definitely still have some stuff to do, but we've definitely, you know, we're not in the position that we once were, you know.
No.
And back when, I don't know, Amelia Earhart certainly isn't the first woman pilot, and but that's the most infamous, so
sure.
And famous, but.
Well, it's kind of like the first woman hired by an airline back in 1973. She tells the story, Emily Howell Warner, and she's here this week, how when she was hired, and because she was the first, when she went to go to the crew rest areas and things, they only had
male facilities.
Yes, and so they had to do some changes on the signage and so
forth. Well, you know, the in-flight relief systems are still, you know, strong enough for a man, useless for a woman, but you know,
there's different products.
We'll find out what we can do as again, as there are more women in aviation, and then there will be a need to design these products and things that accommodate and serve that portion of the population.
True.
And a little bit about again, Women in Aviation International, because we have a unique circumstance here in this country in terms of the ability to fly in general and the opportunity financially. Of course, there are some challenges out there right now, mm-hmm. but a lot of people have come from other countries, and I know there are a lot of countries where there are probably not a lot of women in aviation the same as here. So what kind of response and membership do you get from your international?
But you're making some excellent points. We do have members around the world. In fact, we have members from 42 or 43 different countries right now, and we have chapters in 8 countries. So through the international conference and through these chapters, we're trying to help these women in their countries to have kind of a resource to network with each other and hopefully to involve more women in aviation in their country. And we're finding that with the chapters and what they're telling us and having an opportunity to meet together, it's giving them, kind of like what happened here, an impetus and some synergy to grow what they're doing. But it's funny, countries you wouldn't think maybe have women pilots, like China.
It
has
yes.
a women airline pilot.
Yep.
India. I mean, so things are changing internationally.
Not many, and they're definitely, you know, they're definitely a bit of a minority, I'm sure, compared to here. But yes,
But things are beginning, and I think that's good.
Again, yeah. We've come a long way. We've got a ways to go, but, you know, hey, I guess it doesn't hurt to have your work cut out for you.
That's true.
So where you are on the field, and if you want to mention again what's going on tomorrow with all the activities, and where can people find you if they're not here on the field, if they're listening on the web?
All right. You can find us on our internet site, WAI.org, and we have information on all our scholarships and the conferences and other things we have. On the field, we're here in Hangar B, Bravo, and we'd love to have people come by the booth today, get a chance to come to the breakfast tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in the Nature Center. We're in Tent 2 next to the pavilion. Meet some of the celebrities who will be there. And then tomorrow morning at 10:30, the photo session for all the women pilots who are here, even if you're a student pilot, airline pilot, whatever. If you haven't flown in years but you are a pilot, please come be part of the photo session. And we have some T-shirts we're giving away as part of the photo session, so you can get those either at the breakfast or at our booth. Also, be sure to sign up. I don't want to forget to say this. In the EAA member services tent, there's a logbook, and we want to try to record as many of the ladies who will be in the photo tomorrow. So go by there, sign in the logbook, and I think they still have some T-shirts there as well, or stop by our Women in Aviation booth in Building B.
And if women make it to that picture kind of at the last minute, then the logbook will be available for them to sign up for a while afterward?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you very much for being here. You've been listening to Dr. Peggy Chabrian. She is a president, director, and founder of Women in Aviation International. And this is Magneto Mel. You are listening to EAA Radio on 1210 AM, 100.7 FM, and around the world on the web at airventure.org/radio.